Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much, as usual, for being here. For my new listeners, thank you for finding me. My other listeners that have been with me for all these years, or maybe just a few months, thank you so much for the support. I get the emails. I read the emails. I respond. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This show, Reality Spirituality, is like anything else in life. It has evolved in, 6 years? And the show has evolved into fine-tuning, getting all the way down, determining the bottom, the least common denominator. What is subtracting from your happiness in every moment? What is adding to your happiness in every moment? There are behaviors, there are tools, there are strategies, there are ways to think that will actually add to your happiness in every moment. And also, in the opposite, there are things that you do say and perceive in every moment that are actively subtracting. Question: would you like to experience more happiness in your life? The answer is usually yes or no. And I haven't met anybody yet that says, no, I don't need any more happiness, Rebecca. I'm good. Next. You got anything else that you're selling? The bottom line is this happiness that I talk about, it's more than just feeling good in every moment. Life is going to throw you all kinds of curveballs. That's just what life is. Just because you learn the skills, just because you learn the tools, that doesn't mean that you are going to have an easy, breezy coast through the rest of the day life. I get challenged just like you. But the thing is, once you start practicing, once you start practicing the behavior that is guaranteed to add to your happiness in the moment, and once you start eliminating the behavior that subtracts from your happiness, trust me, my dear audience, life will change. The way you look at life will change. Now, I've said this before, and I get a lot of flack for saying it, but just a small percent of the population has the ability to look in the mirror and really do and be committed to the changes that they need to make. Remember, it's never about the other person. It's never about what's going on in the world. It's always about that person in the mirror. It's about you. And that's the exciting thing. That's the thing that's the most empowering. And let me say another thing, my dear audience. Relax with what has happened. You're in this moment right now. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday, and you know that you have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. It really matters how you're feeling your energy in this moment. This moment will determine your next moment. In other words, if you're dissatisfied in this present moment, 100% of the time you're going to be dissatisfied in your future moments. So it's about becoming self-aware. It's about more, it's about adding, not adding, but developing even more consciousness. It's really about taking stock and taking responsibility for how you are navigating, how you are moving and flowing through this life or not. This is a special day. It's 9/11. I mean, need I say any more? And I remember specifically where I was, as a lot of people probably do, especially if you're Americans. And I remember, because 9/11 was on a Tuesday, and I remember I was on a plane flying from Las Vegas to California on a Monday. I remember someone called me that I hadn't spoken to in, almost a year. And he said, turn on the TV. And this person that I hadn't spoken to, you know, when you get into relationships with people, be as it friendship or anything else, when you're not connected and when you are, when I say not connected, when you are not conscious and aware of all the simple nuances, you know, let me say this, you're responsible for the peace in your relationships, in all of them. In other words, if you're having an issue with somebody and you're not speaking to them, or there's some kind of bad blood, if you will, or some kind of tension between you, it's your fault. It's never their fault. It's never about them. You have the ability to keep peace, to keep the peace in any relationship. I don't care who they are and what it looks like. So the person that called me, we hadn't really spoke in so many years, and he said, you know what, I feel really bad about what I said and 9/11, and let's in other words, can we be friends? I'm bringing that up to say that you are the captain of every relationship that you have. If there's, I said it already, but I really want to make it clear. Any kind of struggle that I have had with any one particular, regardless of the relationship to me, it's always come down to my shoulders. Why? Because I'm in charge of what I say. I'm in charge of how I respond. I'm in charge of what I say to the person that I'm talking to. So if I want to cause conflict, I know what to say, and I also know what to say if I want to keep the peace. See, the ego has a stronghold, meaning that, well, let me say this. My ego has a job, and it's on duty 24/7, and that is to make me feel and as bad as possible for as long as possible. But even more importantly, this thing called pride. I'm not going to make the first phone call. I'm not going to make the first, I'm not going to stretch out my hand. No. When you are really serious, and that's what I mean serious, about wanting to be happier and wanting to have more peace in your life, you will have, your pride will go away. Your ego will have no power. There's no such thing as, no, they didn't do it, so I'm not going to do it either. There's no such thing as that. When you are committed to being peaceful and wanting more happiness in your life, that's what you will create. You will move through the rest of your life. You will move through life as a big ball of peace. You will be that peace. And quite frankly, can you fight with somebody that is peaceful? Can you argue with somebody that's peaceful? No. Whatever you are, that is what you are contributing to the world. Whatever, whoever you are, whatever vibe you're putting out, if you have some dislike for someone, I don't care what the reason, that energy is what you are contributing. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about the importance of happiness and the truth about happiness. I'm going to ask you, top of the hour. Oh, you know what? Let me just go back for my new listeners. Who am I? Well, self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and I also want to say that you're welcome to call in and ask me questions live. Area code 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619. Call in if you want to speak with me. Press number 1, and we'll have a conversation if you have any questions. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? When I was younger, I wanted two things: to live to my potential, number one, and to be happy. And this wanting to be happy became a dominant priority in my life because I kept trying so many things. I was looking for that happiness in a relationship, in a marriage, in where I lived, in how much money I had, in the titles that I had, in the job that I had. Come to find out, people, just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, it's not out there. You possess that power. But the problem becomes, how committed are you to being, because in other words, you're going to have to unlearn everything you learned about happiness, because what I learned has nothing to do with maintaining peace. I don't know about you, but I was taught to blame people for how I feel. I was taught to point the finger. I was taught to compare myself with others. I was taught to look at somebody or look at some situation and judge it and label it. And all of those things that I was taught to do is really subtracting in every moment that I'm behaving that way or thinking that way or perceiving that way. Question. This is one of my favorite stories of the week. As if you've listened to the show, hey RS, good morning. If you've listened to the show, you know I teach the classes, and so last Thursday was the first session, and I have a few people that are repeats. Okay, and listen, I tell my students this class about wanting more peace in your life, wanting more internal peace and happiness, is a lifelong class. You can enroll forever. I mean, I'm in the class forever. I'm telling you right now, my hand is up. I'm enrolled in the class forever. And one of the students, she's returning. I actually have 3 returning students. One's returned for the 5th time, and 2 have returned for the 2nd time, and 1 has returned for the 1st time. She's a returnee. And one of my students, who is a dear, dear, just a wonderful woman. When I say wonderful, I mean, listen, these people that enroll are looking, are seeking. They want that. They want that feeling. That feeling of, you know what the feeling I'm talking about. And let me call her Jane. How's that? Jane Doe. How creative. And so Jane Doe, again, is returning. And her issue has always been taking care of others, doing for others, neglecting herself. And she's actively said this, doing for others, in other words, a caregiver type, a nurse type, you know, somebody that is there for you, is there at your side. If you're sick, she's there bringing soup, that kind of person. And we're all so different, but this is who she is. She's a natural caregiver. But what the problem was, she wasn't giving to herself. And so she's at a point where she's just drained. But even another emotion that has taken over is fear. And let me explain why. In some of her homework, I ask, how would you like your life to be different today? Now, I know it's a trick question. But a lot of the times I'm going to ask my student trick questions. And the question in this particular homework was, how would you like your life to be different today? Well, come on, we know that's a trick question, because how would you like your life to be different means that you looking into the future, or it means that you want something to change. And we all know that it's not about the outside changing, it's about the inside changing. So let me get to the point. So this woman, Jane Doe, is very fearful. And so before class was over, she came to me and said, Rebecca, before class started, she says, Rebecca, I'm not going to be in class next week because there's a neighborhood watch meeting. Now, neighborhood watch, for people that don't know, is a group of people that live in the same community, in the same neighborhood, usually on the same block, and they watch out for each other's safety, and they watch out for each other's homes, and there's meetings with maybe the police officers in the neighborhood, and you develop strategies for keeping your neighborhood safe. The problem is, Jane Doe she's written it down. She's terrified by the state of the world. She's afraid of crime. She's afraid of what's on the news. She's written it down that she's fearful of all of this. So when she said she's going to, and she's been in a whole session of my class, I mean, she's already spent 8 weeks with me. And she answered the questionnaire about being happy as being number one. Again, there's a big difference about talking about being peaceful and happy and walking it. Talking it and walking it. Anybody can talk it. Trust me, I know thousands. But what happens behind the scenes? What happens behind the curtains when you get hit? And this neighborhood watch was a perfect, perfect example. So I asked my class, just the new people, they don't know. They're just there. And I said, do you think, because remember, Jane Doe says, I'm not going to be here next week. She's letting me know she's going to a neighborhood watch. This wonderful woman that is afraid of her own shadow, afraid of crime. I mean, I'm just saying she's afraid. Now she's going to a neighborhood watch meeting. Question. And I asked my students, is going to that neighborhood watch meeting for her, I'm not talking about for you, but for someone that is fearful of life in general, of crime and brutality and on and on, and fearful of, what was the other thing she was afraid of? Oh, having someone come to the house, a repair person, and just being afraid, or somebody trying to rip her off. She's afraid of being ripped off by some repair person. She wrote all of this down. So this Jane Doe, this is her identity. Her identity, part of her identity is fear. And so I asked the class, and I asked Jane Doe, will going to the neighborhood watch meeting, and miss my class, and she's missing my class, okay? She's missing my class next week. Is that going to add to her happiness? Or subtract? And let me define for my new listeners, because I have a few new listeners I know are listening today. Thank you. You know who you are. Is going to that neighborhood watch meeting, is that going to add or subtract from her happiness? What do you think? Now, one of my new students raised her hand. She says, I think it's going to subtract from her happiness. And then I was looking at her, and she says, well, no, on the other hand, maybe it's going to add, because she's going to feel safer, and she's going to know what to do, and she's going to know, have different contacts, and she's going to have more things to protect herself. And then someone else in the class agreed. Someone else in the class has been, who's actually enrolled again, and one of her identities is coming from fear, making decisions based on fear also. So she liked the idea of going to the neighborhood watch meeting. And then I asked Jane Doe, blank, straight out. One of the things, let me just say this, one of the things I stress, if you want to grow and if you want to expand, you have to be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth. Nobody else, you don't need to tell anybody else the truth, but definitely tell yourself. So I looked at Jane Doe right in her wonderful little fearful, scaredy cat eyes and said, is going to this neighborhood watch meeting going to make you feel safe or more fearful? And she looked at me because I'd been beating her over her head with a hammer for 8 weeks about being truthful to yourself. And she said, more fear. So right at that moment, I looked at her and I said, so why are you going to go? She is so driven. Fear is, say it's like a right arm. Say fear is her right arm. She is so driven and makes decisions based on fear that it actually, if I said don't go, you're making, you know, in other words, sit with the anxiety of not going. She can't do it. Too much anxiety. It would be like chopping off her right arm. So this again, if you want to speak with me live, you can just press the number 1. The call-in number is 646-564-9619. We have a lot of people in the queue. Just press number 1 if you have a question. And I'll get right to you in just a few minutes. But I want to say that, where was I? Oh, the fear. So even Jane Doe said, I'm going to be more fearful. Now, this is the issue. What happens is you are either fighting the fear. In other words, sitting with it and accepting it and letting it and not letting it control you or your behavior, or you are letting it control your behavior. It's your choice. Going to a neighborhood watch meeting for her and being or feeling afraid, even more fearful, because now you're going to know all of the crime statistics. How is that going to benefit? Is that going to feed into the fear or not? And if it's, is it going to add, can you be peaceful and fearful at the same time? Can you be happy and be afraid at the same time? I say no. But the issue is, can you sit and do the hard work, the work that really makes you so uncomfortable? But the thing is, the sitting in the anxiety has to happen for you to get over, for you to get to another level of consciousness. No one can do it for you. This is not a job for someone else. And so what it is next week when she's not here and she's at the neighborhood watch meeting, it's her destiny, it's her journey, it's what she needs to do. And at the same time, in this moment, she's actually subtracting from her peace being at that neighborhood watch. Do you get that, everyone? So So if you know what's subtracting and you do it anyway, and you admit that you're doing it anyway, that's just being conscious. That's all we're asking, to be conscious of what you're doing, to be conscious of your choices, and to be conscious of why you're making your choices. I have a few people in the queue. Let me go to my audience. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? And welcome to the show. Area code 240.
Well, my name is Black Gladiator. I thank you for having me on your show. I'm calling from out of Washington, D.C.
Your name is Black Gladiator?
Yes.
Wow, Jesus. Okay, Mr. BG, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
My name is Pancake. That's my handle. Keep going, Black Gladiator. What's your question?
Well, my question is about spirituality. It was to my understanding that you gain your spirituality through your sexuality, and I'm not trying to get off topic or anything, but mm-hmm. this is just to my understanding that, you know, through sexuality, you gain your spirituality, and that
what
basically...
Hold on a second. What does that mean? It sounds just like words. Through your sexuality, you gain spiritual. What does that mean? So because you have sex, you're closer to God, or you're closer to the universe? What does that mean? Break it down
to
me, G.
Okay, I'll break it down to you. It basically means that when a man comes in contact with a woman and he has sex with her, it's a meditation process for him to open up spiritually and for her to open up spiritually to basically engage on conscious levels, you know? So basically the woman and the man meditates to get to their spirituality. A lot of people have relationships now, and in their relationships, I call it a spirituality thing. They might look at it and say it's just a physical thing, but I say no, it's a spiritual thing. And so
let me cut you off really quick, because this is what I want to say. Because one of the things I really don't do a lot of is just have conversations about what are your philosophies, what do you think. And let's get down to what's going on in your life specifically. But let's get back to that sexuality and spirituality real fast. If that's what you believe, my dear BG, if that's what you believe, and if it's sexual for you and it's spiritual for you, okay. But see, this is the issue. Trying to or putting or saying that it is for everyone, that's an absolute no. But for you to be or get spiritual or whatever you want to call it, and what does that mean, get spiritual? Does that mean you're a better person? Does that mean that you look at this world differently, and you look at this world and you focus on what's good as opposed to focusing on what's wrong? Do you still make judgments in your life? Do you still get angry? What does it mean to be spiritual to you, BG?
What does it mean to be spiritual?
That's for you.
Mm-hmm. It means to bring awareness to your conscious level. It means to basically be aware of the certain subtleties that's around you. You know,
okay.
there's a polarity to everything in life, whether it be
that's
negative
right.
or positive. There's a polarity. So it means to understand the awareness of the polarities, whether it's been a negative situation or a positive situation.
Okay.
You know, it's awareness.
Preach, BG, preach. Now we did a lot of philosophizing, which is fine, which is nice, but I want to know, when is the last time, what are your challenges? Mm-hmm.
My personal challenges is basically understanding women.
Yourself.
I came from understanding myself, understanding women. I say it's understanding women because I came from a woman. So if I need to understand myself, I have to first go to the source of where
no.
I came from.
No. See, this is the thing. You don't have to understand anybody else. Understanding a woman is there's you'll never be able to understand anybody else, whether it's a woman or a man or anything else, and I'll tell you why. You're not going to understand them unless you're in their skin. Now, you might be able to listen. You might be able to hear their words. But even their words, even words have different meanings. If I use the word love to you, BG, it's going to have a different meaning than you have. What's your definition of love? Go for it, quickly. Your
definition
of love.
My definition of love is how you would put it yourself. You know, a tree doesn't go around looking for love. A tree is love. So I say love is available energy, you know, and that everyone is love.
So you're with somebody, you're with somebody, and they quote-unquote cheat on you. You're with a person for 5 years, and they cheat on you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You still love them?
Right.
You still want to love them after that?
Of course. Why not? Would I? I've been in that situation before, and I wouldn't call it cheating. I would call it available energy. See, a lot of people think that, you know, when a person should tame their free spirit on this planet.
This is really good because you're absolutely right. I used the word on the radio that I don't even use in my real life because there is no such thing as cheating. You're absolutely right. I'm not into that. And so there are people that are compatible. They're either people that are compatible with being in monogamous relationships and people that would rather have variety. So there's no such thing as, oh, you cheated on me or they cheated on me. Basically, it's just incompatible energy from the very beginning. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
I like that. Yeah, you're absolutely
exactly
right. But see, everybody doesn't think like that. And just because you have that free thinking and that free way of looking at the world, everybody else doesn't. And it's not my job and it's not your job to make sure everybody thinks and feels the same way. Because there's just like in the animal kingdom, there's a lot of animals that mate for life and there's animals that don't. It's the same. The humans are the ones that put judgments on it and say, well, it's you love me, that means you have to be mine forever. But see, if you're with somebody that has that same mentality, that's fine. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What happened the last time that you got mad? What were you mad at? What bothered you in the last week?
I had not broke up, but I had got disconnected with a woman who I was really, really, really inspired by, you know.
Mm.
And so what happened was, I can be honest with you and tell you the story. You know, I got upset. I got upset because, you know, she was basically stating that, you know, she wants compatibility somewhere else. And I was like, really? And I was like, well, why would you take me through a time and, you know, tell me about compatibility, you know, and basically tell me that I'm the one for you? So she was basically telling me one thing, but showing her actions on a different side. So
okay, here we go. Let's break this down. And so this happened recently. So are you saying some woman broke up with you, my black gladiator? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm basically stating that some woman was functioning out of a male psychology. And when she was functioning out of a male psychology, she approached me in a male way.
No. Okay, let me break it all the way down. Okay, you ready for this, Mr. Black Gladiator? When you're putting responsibility or you're talking about anybody else or what they're doing, she was operating out of – and you listen. If you listen to the show, you know. So put your seatbelts on this one, my BG, and you know I love you. You know I love you. But
love
it's never about the other person. You make the decisions to be with somebody or not. You don't put – and love is without strings attached. So if somebody's with you for a month, 3 months, and then all of a sudden they decide they want to do something else, and what's the problem? See, it's on you for accepting who she is, what she wants to do. And I'm being very passionate about it because this is so common. People always want to look at somebody else and what they did. You see, this is okay. Let me tell you a story, and this is really behind the scenes. I don't even believe I'm telling it, but here we go. there was this guy, I mean, he's a young guy. I mean, I'm an older woman, and there was this young guy who was really, really, really liked me, okay, really hot. And it was last year, a year and a half. And I, you know, he was cute, and it was fun. And we had dinner together. We had dinner. And, okay, he hugged me, he kissed me. But guess what? That was that night, and it was over. Now, it didn't get any farther than that, but I could have gotten to this whole thing, well, we went out to dinner, and then what's going to happen the next day? See, when you're in a relationship with anybody, you're not guaranteed what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't care what they tell you. It's about the moment, and some moments are here for a moment, and some moments are here for a little bit longer. But I'm not. Well, the moment, it was there, and now, no. Moments are supposed to be just that. Rejoice quickly and recover quickly. See, you, my wonderful young man, are really into these philosophies and that, but I'm telling you, it's not time for you to break it down. Look in the mirror and say, how are you responsible? And let me give you a perfect example, because I used this last week with my happiness class about young kids or people that are dating. You want to know if somebody is compatible with you right off the bat. You want to know? How do you know that, BG?
How do I know someone's compatible with me?
Yeah, right off the bat. Compatible with your energy. In other words, you said you want to be a free spirit. How do you know somebody's free spirit right off the bat? How do you know that? On the first date.
On the first date, it's not a thing of knowing. It's a thing of feeling, you know. When a man comes together with a woman.
So did you feel this woman then? Did you feel this woman who said, no, I want to have somebody new? Did you feel that? I guess you missed that one, right?
Not only did I feel it, I crawled up in her conscience so deep that, you know, when she got into an argument with her mother, I could feel it. You know,
okay.
So I was deeply into her consciousness, and I was deeply into her is what I'm saying.
And you're not deeply into yourself, and there is the problem.
That's true. That's what I'm saying is the problem.
Huh?
And that's what I'm saying is the problem. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm saying that is the problem. You asked me when was the last time I got mad. You know, I'm letting you know basically this is why I got mad. These are the reasons why I got mad because, you know, a woman basically tried to say that material things matter more than I did. And she was, I'm not going to say functioning out of metal psychology, but she was definitely conditioned herself around a male approach. So
now, you know what? You're the one conditioned, my dear. You're the
but
one
I'm a
conditioned.
Man, I'm supposed to be conditioned.
What?
I said, do you think as a man I'm supposed to be conditioned?
No. No, there's nothing you're supposed to be anything. You're supposed to be yourself. See, what the whole thing is, and I could feel you, the whole thing is, and we're on a totally different subject, which is fine, but the whole thing is you're still – see, if I talk about having a relationship with somebody or not having a relationship with somebody – it's still I don't use their name at all. I don't reference them. It's about you. It's not about what she's doing, acting in a male way, or you could feel. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you. See, when you have somebody else's name, you speak somebody else's. When you talk about somebody else in your conversations, you're off the track. She made me mad. No, she doesn't make you mad. She doesn't have the ability to make you mad. That's on you. That's based on how you're feeling inside. And
that
the thing is, I'm listening to you, you're into the philosophies, but you're not doing the hard work looking in the mirror and how can I improve and how can I be more evolved as a person. So tell me, in the last month, how are you different specifically in the last month? What have you done in your behavior that's different a month ago or 6 months ago? How are you different specifically?
Well, I am more conscious than I was.
Give me an example. You have to prove it. Just saying it doesn't work. You have to prove it. Example, how are you more conscious?
When I'm conscious enough to know that basically when I approach things in life that I should come to an understanding that, like you say, it's about me, but I should also come to an understanding that everything that reflects me in this world, everything that reflects me in this world, it's like a sun, you know. I shine on this world, and the reflection shines back to me. So,
okay, you know what? You know what, my dear, wonderful man? Listen, I asked you a specific question. How are you different? And again, you philosophize. See, you're into talking and philosophizing, and it's really cool.
I see what you mean.
But see, I said, how are you different? See, if you want to get to another level, you get to another level by being aware, and how are you different? I'll give you a perfect example of how I'm different. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. And when you notice your growth, and when you pay attention to your growth, you know, we celebrate birthdays, we celebrate holidays, we celebrate anniversaries, but we don't celebrate growth. And so consciously celebrating your growth. And I'm different because I've been dealing with the last maybe month this kind of stomach issue. I've lost a lot of weight. Again, I've got to regenerate the cells in the stomach, blobby, bleepity, beep, beep. And then I let go of my attachment to Taco Bell. I let go of my attachment to French fries. I had to. And I realized that I was really attached to fried French fries and Taco Bell. And I mean, I would look forward to it, and it would be like part of, and so I had to let go of that, any attachments to anything. So now, food, if it sounds crazy, especially if you know me, because I love to eat, food is not that important to me anymore. Now, that's crazy if you've known me. So specifically, how are you different?
I'm different because I used to approach females and try to cater to them, but now what I realize is that I'm the prize and I don't try to approach females at all. Does that answer the question?
And what else? Give me another one. I'll give you that. Give me another. I mean, the way I approach females. How have you grown? That's just a different approach. How have you grown? That's just a different strategy of how you approach females. That has nothing to do with how you've grown. You see, I've asked you that 3 times now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I can't answer the question, then that means that I'm pretty much sure I don't have the answer to the question. So I'm waiting on you to tell me how I can grow.
Well,
so
now we know that you're going to have to pay attention to how you are growing as an individual. That's what you pay attention to, my dear, how you are growing as an individual. Now, you're a free spirit, and you want to do whatever you want to do, which is great, which is fine. But the thing is, just the honesty. Hey, let's just be real. This spiritual, sexual thing, fine. That's the, you know, it sounds like another, for me, it sounds like, I don't know, whether you're sincere or you're not sincere, but it's just another way to get it. I won't even, you know, it's just another way to say, yeah, I get what you're saying. And if you have 2 people with the same mindset, but quite frankly, it doesn't tell me about you or your growth.
Well,
now, when you
growth.
Meet somebody new and you really want to know everything about them, you really want to know the truth about them, you ask this one question. And I'm going to ask you this question. You ready, BG?
I'm ready.
So you've been in pick any relationship that you were in that broke up. You ready? Because you've been in relationships and you've been broken up before, correct?
Yes, I've had a disconnection in relationships before.
Okay, disconnection. I like that even better. Disconnection. I love that. Disconnection. And so my question to you is this. Pick one disconnection. I want you to think about it for a second, okay? I just want one in your mind. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that woman that you got that woman in your head, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you, what would that woman say, the one that you have in your head, what would that woman say? How did you contribute to the disconnect of that relationship? What would the woman say, the woman that you have in your head, how did you, BG, contribute to the disconnect in that relationship? What would she say?
I'm pretty sure she would probably say that she learned that, you know, we're not compatible.
No, you're not answering the question. I asked you, what would she say? In other words, what would she accuse you of? What would she say your, quote, faults are? What would she say was the reason why she disconnected from you? Like you said something about another woman and she's operating out of male, whatever. What would this woman say about you?
She would totally say that I probably am not a man and that basically that if I am a man, that I'm a weak man. And that there's pretty much better things out here to do with other than, you know, have me on their time or me on someone else's time.
But number one, she said you were weak. What else? What else did she say about you? There had to be something else than just being weak. What else did she say about you?
Very, very, just weak. I had a lot of women tell me I'm the perfect guy, but then they tell me also.
No, you see, you're getting off the topic. You're getting off the topic. And the reason why is because it's uncomfortable coming to the truth. So weak, maybe you're not compatible, but there has to be something else that she said. Listen, I'm a woman. I used to complain about a lot of stuff about one guy. You're this, you're A, you're B, you're C, you're D. I could name 100 things about what was wrong with another guy. So come on, you got to have something else other than that.
Well, she probably thinks that I'm not man enough to take care of her and her child. She had a child, and she was definitely looking for a compatibility where someone can take care of her and her child. So she probably would say that, you know, I haven't taken care of her and her child, or I'm not able to, or I'm not reliable in that.
Okay,
you know.
So you're not reliable and you're weak. What else?
The last one I would probably say is that she would probably say that I'm crazy.
That you're what?
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Or
you know, and let me say something else, and I love you, but you're not honest either.
Well, I'm just thinking of things that she would say that probably, you know what I'm saying, things that she would probably say. I'm not sure what she would say, but I'm pretty sure she would probably call me crazy because of all the things that I've done to her. Now, I haven't put my hands on her physically, but I have, you know, to show my flaws, I have exposed pictures to females before. You know, I have talked to their husbands and let them know that, listen, I'm having a relationship with, you know.
Okay, now we're getting really into it. See, now we're getting to the truth. And getting to the truth is the thing that's going to bring you freedom. See, because you came on with this thing with, and I'm good with it, spiritual, sexual, all this kind of stuff, fine. But really, who are you as a person? Are you accepting? Are you judgmental? Are you looking at people and accepting, you know, relate everything? Are you finding fault? Are you an opportunist? Are you honest?
Well, if I had to choose which characteristic I would be, I would basically say my characteristics go with silence. I think that I'm very much observative and I'm very much silent for the most part. But I'll tell you this too.
I'll tell you what else you are. What else? You have agendas. You have an agenda with a woman. With every woman you meet, you have an agenda, whether it's to be with them or not be with them or whatever. That's the thing. Having it, and I'm not just saying, it's not about just you, sweetie. Trust me. This is for everybody out there listening. If you're in a relationship and you have an agenda, you want something to happen, or you want something to, you want, in other words, you want to, whatever, as opposed to being in the relationship for the moment, enjoying the moment, and that's all it is, no attachments. When you have an agenda, that means you're trying to control. That means you're manipulative. That means you, that means, and quite frankly, that also means you're not happy and not peaceful. You cannot have an agenda and be happy at the same time. See, having agendas for a man or a woman will keep you in a spot, will keep you in a place of imbalance, because now you're always trying to get your agenda met. You're trying to get your agenda, which is usually for men having sex with a woman. I'm not saying it's either right or wrong, but I mean, you know, men are, that's what men, that's, it's in nature. So having an agenda with a woman, even wanting to change the way of her thinking or accepting, you know what I'm saying. All agendas. So I would, this is your challenge as you navigate through life when you meet your next woman or the other woman or the 500 more women. Don't have an agenda. That's going to be your growth. Being, doing whatever you're doing in the moment without any strings attached, without wanting anything else. Can you do that?
Yeah, you mean to be there for the moment just because.
That's right. And you let let people know. That's another thing. Hey, I'm here for the moment. I'm not into what's going to happen tomorrow. This is just for the moment, baby. See, that's honest.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with
women,
that's
very powerful too.
Hmm?
It's very powerful too.
Yeah, and the thing is, some women aren't going to want to have anything to do with you because they have agendas. And they have an agenda of maybe wanting to get married or wanting somebody to take care of them or wanting, who knows? Who knows? Maybe just companionship. When you have agendas, you go into a relationship, I want this from him. I want this from her. You're already in, it's already a problem. That's not spiritual. Even an agenda of this meditation or whatever when you're talking about having sex, that's fine. But does she have the same, is she on the same wavelength? Yeah, BG, let's have sex and meditate together. Okay, if she's down with that, fine. But the agenda is the problem.
So do you think basically the agenda for a female would be the problem as well? Because
an agenda from anybody. Whether it's female, if a female has an agenda, that's a problem. Whether a male has an agenda, that's a problem. And the problem
My thing is this. When I'm looking for a woman, I'm not looking at a woman because she's cute. I'm looking at her intelligence.
No,
at her intelligence.
You need to look in the mirror and stop looking at women, quite frankly.
Okay.
Not stop looking at them, but you're at a maturity level that's not that very high. It's not high yet because you're not able to be honest and you want something from them. So your relationships are going to get better when you're with anyone and you don't want or need anything from them. No company, no conversation, no nothing but the moment. And say, listen, how about this? I'll give you a perfect question, and then we're going to, I can't believe, what a great show. Thank you for contributing to the show today. I got a perfect question. You ready for this? This is a hardball question right between the eyes. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're with a woman. How old are you anyway? Young. 30s?
24. 24.
Okay, even younger. Okay, so you're with a woman or with somebody. You're alone with them. She's got her clothes off. You got your clothes off. You're getting ready to, you know, do it. You ready? And you're ready. She's ready. Clothes off. And then 10 seconds, she says, you know what? You know what, Black Gladiator? I changed my mind. I'm out of here. I'm not feeling it anymore. Yeah, I felt it a minute ago. I felt it 2 minutes ago. I felt it 10 minutes ago. I was hot for you, but you know what? Changed my mind. No, thank you. She gets up, starts getting dressed. You know, you're going to be okay?
Most definitely. I'm not going to force her to do something that she
doesn't
want
to do. I didn't say force her. I said, is your energy going to be, I mean, you're like, okay, sweetie, love you, bye, see you next time. You're gonna do it like
my
that?
My energy's going to be curious to wonder why she...
And there you go. No, your energy isn't curious. Your energy is has an agenda. No, there's no reason. She doesn't need a reason why. She's not feeling it anymore. You've heard that. I'm not feeling it anymore. She doesn't need a reason why. Curious? What are you curious about? Agenda. So you want to grow? You want to have more consciousness? No agendas, my dear.
No agendas. Now, when it comes to being intellectual, you know, a lot of people would say that.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay.
See, you're into a lot of people. It's not about a lot of people would say. It doesn't matter. Who cares what anybody else says? This is about you and the mirror.
I get it now.
Yeah. See, it's taken you this journey. You're really connected. I can get you connected. I can feel you, but you're still of this world. You're still of this man-made world. A lot of people. Do you think I would ever use those words, a lot of people, and for any kind of reference? 98% of the population can't grow. What the hell would I care about what a lot of people say or do? They can't grow. Do you, and I'm saying this as lovingly as I can, do you think I would listen to you? You have agendas. No. So it's really about you and the person and you and the mirror. And what do I need to grow? What do I need to get to another level? And you're a youngster, so you're torn between this world and feeling, you know, 24. I get it. But there's still a way to navigate this life with honesty. And looking for women or even not, you got to do the work. You got to look in the mirror because you're going to attract exactly the same level. Water rises to its own level. You're going to attract who you are. Flaws and all. So if you have an agenda, my dear, you know you're going to be attracting people that have agendas too. That's your assignment.
So you're saying how I love myself is how I live my life.
How you accept yourself. Because, see, that definition of love, let me give you my definition of love. I love you regardless of what you do and regardless of what you don't do. And you get up and you leave me and, you know, in 10 seconds and you're like, bye, sweetie, I got to go. I accept it. I'm not asking you why. Why am I asking you why you're making a decision? None of my business, quite frankly. It's really not. I wish somebody would ask me why I'm doing something. I wish somebody would ask me why. Because I want to, that's why. Yes, yeah, about letting go, my dear youngster. But there might be some, there are going to be some people that are with the same mindset, same free spirit. Got to be honest, though.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, how can I ask you some of the same questions? Like, how what do you think about spirituality, and how have, you know, when has the last time you been angry?
Ooh, I was angry. Listen, let me tell you this. I'll tell you exactly. Perfect question. And I use the word annoyed or irritated the angry, that whole thing. See, and even that's on me. I have a problem. Listen, it's like you're driving a car and you're down to maybe the last gallon of gas. So you're running on fumes. So I know that I get imbalanced when I'm running on fumes, and I can feel it. I can feel a little bit of irritation or a little bit of angst. And when people talk to me, and yesterday I went to the bank, and this is one of my things. It's one thing that I have to work on because it's my issue, my problem is subtracting from my happiness, is people small talk. I cannot stand when I'm running on fumes. Now, when I'm filled up and I'm ready to go, I got a full tank of gas, and I'm fine with whatever questions. But I go into a bank, and this is a bank that, you know, across the country, and one of their things is when you walk in, "Hi, how are you doing? How's your day going? How's your week going?" And see, when I'm running on empty, and those stupid, fake, phony questions come, I'm thinking, ugh, I don't want to answer those. What do you mean, how am I doing? Number one, you don't care. Number two, I'm annoyed. But see, it's still about me. I'm irritated. I'm running on empty. It's not because of their question. So I recognized, so I go to the bank yesterday. I actually lost my ATM card, so I had to get a new one. I had to go in the bank and get a PIN. And I sat down at the banker's desk, and of course, there we go. "So how's your weekend going?" Now, if you listen to anybody else, some people would say, "What's wrong with that question, Rebecca? That's such a benign question. Who cares?" But see, that's my thing. That's my button when I'm running on empty. Stupid questions, and questions that really people, "Oh, hi, how are you?" That kind of question. But again, it's on me. So I said out loud, hope nobody's listened to the show, I said, "I don't do small talk." So that was my way of being angry. I don't respond to that kind of stuff when I'm a full tank of gas. I don't do small talk. What kind of response is that from a happiness specialist? Busted. But see, being aware and being conscious in every moment, knowing it's not the question, it's me running on empty. It's how I'm feeling inside. That's why I'm giving that response. And that's the kind of consciousness and the awareness that you need in every moment, my dear Black Gladiator.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Call me again. And let me know,
okay,
in a week, how specifically are you, when I say how different, do something that you never do. In other words, make a decision, make a choice, use your behavior, something different that you don't usually do. Growth requires doing something different, not the same. Philosophies are nice, but they're not, anybody can philosophize. But how many people can actually grow and master themselves and continue to work on self? Anybody can talk. But the example I just gave you is a perfect example of monitoring self in every moment with all the feelings that come up. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know what I like about you? Like your balanced energy. At least you are with me. I mean, you are an even going, even keel kind of guy. And I'm telling you, I came at you with hard balls left and right. I really did. You can feel me. And you were so chill. I've had people on this show that have actually hung up on me and said, you know, you're not helping me. But you hung in there through the hard balls. So you're special, my youngster. You are special. And I want you to know that. And I mean that from my heart. I'm not just blowing smoke up your rear end. It's just that it's the journey. Now we're going to direct it in another way where you're going to still communicate, still be out there, but drop the having an I want this from this person. Oh, I like their energy. And so you really, say you're so compatible, say you're the perfect match. But that doesn't mean you're going to be the perfect match forever. You're the perfect match for that day, that moment. Being able to let go of all things the next day, the next moment, that's huge. If Oprah came to me and said, hey, Rebecca, we want to do your TV show, which she's going to call me any day now, I just know that. And I said, okay, Oprah, I'm ready. I go, got my own TV show, got my own studio. Wow, got cameras, got my own makeup, hair and makeup. I get to the studio. Oh, guess what? The show's canceled. Oh, okay. See, that's what I'm talking about, growth. And that's what I could do, easy. There's no disappointment. There's no expectation. Oh, really? The show's canceled? Okay, next moment. That's who I am.
I see.
And last story, really quick, about a month ago, I went to look at some homes in Oregon. Now, I went specifically, I live in California, I spent over $1,000 flying to Oregon just for the day to look at 9 homes. Ready? 9 homes that I wanted to, you know, I'm thinking about buying. I'm retiring in another month. I don't know if I'm going to be living in Oregon or not, but I just was inspired to go. Over $1,000, get in the plane. Not only do I fly to Portland, I got to get in a small plane and fly to Coos Bay, Oregon, which is another 45 minutes away. Sat with a realtor, and that one house that I wanted to look at, that one house on 10 Mile Lake, that one house that I wanted to see, that one house that I got the plane ticket to see, they didn't take me to see it. We'll take you in the morning. Oh, no, something changed. Plans changed. Over $1,000, the one house I wanted to see, didn't get to see it. You know what I said to the universe? I said, oh, I guess that wasn't the reason why I came to Oregon in the first place. That wasn't the reason why I spent all that money in the first place. Who knows why? And as soon as I got on that plane to come back, go back to Portland, I sat next to, it was only 30 people, it was a very small plane, 30 people on a plane. I sat with this young kid. I think he was 26, too. He was a youngster, 26 or 25. He was a youngster just like you. And he sat there before the plane took off, and he put his hands in the meditation position. And I looked, I said, oh, somebody, you know, spiritual next to me. All right, let's go. And we had a conversation, and come to find out that this kid left his home. He's homeless. He doesn't know what he wants to do in his life. And I hit him with one thing: be at peace with uncertainty, kid. Be at peace and accept and know that you've never made any mistakes, and be at peace with uncertainty and know that this universe has your best interest. And everything that happens to you is happening for a good reason. Everything that happens to you is happening for your growth. Know that, kid. Be at peace with the future. Be at peace with uncertainty. And he said, you know what? I'm going to take that with me forever. That's why I got on that plane. That's why I got on that, went to that trip, not to look at homes. See, don't think you know anything about the universe's plan. I know I don't. I used to think I knew, but I don't know nothing. So that's more reason why, just to flow in every moment. You know how to get rid of all disappointments and heartbreaks forever? No expectations. Zero expectations on anyone or any next moment. When you have no expectations, you will never be disappointed. You will never have your heart broken, ever. So that's another thing you master. Expecting, not even expecting the next moment. Expect nothing. So you have two assignments. No agendas and eliminate your expectations. And let's see who you are then. I'm telling you, kid, you're going to be big. You're big already, but you're going to even be more, you're going to be expand even more. You want to feel your sexuality? Let go of your expectations. Let go of the agendas. And you're going to be huge. Huger.
I agree. I like the advice you're giving me, you know. It's very refreshing. And, you know, I think that's what I'm going to do. I think this week I'm going to go out, have no agendas, and have no expectations on what I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to go outside and do it. And hopefully, you know, that will
and
relieve
no,
some
hopefully.
Stuff.
Do it. You don't even have to say hopefully after. Just every day, my intention is, and then you ask the universe, how do I eliminate agendas? How do I eliminate expectations? Throw that question out there to the universe, to whatever, to that energy. Throw it out there. You'll get an answer. It might not come overnight, but you'll get an answer. So whenever you're stuck with anything, just ask how. How do I? How do I? How do I flow? How do I detach? How do I get rid of agendas? How do I eliminate expectations? How? Help me, universe. And if that's your real intention, because I'm telling you, talk about being free, and then you're going to be attracting like energies. Now you're going to be attracting somebody that's going to be just as accepting as you are. You're special, young man. You're special. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I hit hard. A lot of people can't take it. But you took every punch. And you know why? Because, I don't know, your energy is, you're grounded in something. We just got to get rid of all that other stuff that's not serving you.
Yeah, that's true. You know, a lot of unresolved energies.
That's right. That's okay. That's where we are now. And see, you see how the focus is on you now? See how you called and the focus was on others? Now the focus is on you. You said, I'm going to do this week. Now you're on the right track. Your focus, your growth, your responsibility. Call me back. I love talking to you, kid. I love talking to you.
Okay, I will do it. Is this show still on?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting ready to cut it off right now because we've gone over.
All okay? Right, well, I'll talk to you later on.
All right, enjoy your day. Good job, BG. Good job. All right, everybody. Gee, that's reality, spirituality. See, we start with some topics. I don't even know what the topic was today, but sometimes we get sidetracked, and that's what this show is about. That kid, is really seeking. And see, that's the thing, seeking. And what are you seeking? You're seeking the truth about what the purpose, you know what the purpose of this life is? The purpose, your purpose is to grow and learn and grow and learn. That is the purpose of this life. Just like you plant a tree, you plant a rose bush, you plant a tree. The tree's purpose is to grow. Your purpose is to grow. That's it, people. Grow into your full potential. Nothing else. Growth. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. Go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality's Facebook page, and like Reality Spirituality. That's an order. No, it's not. And my book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is on Amazon. That's my first book. Now, that's going to be a collector's item. It's the first draft, the only draft. And the second book right now is Program for Unhappiness. And we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But I want you to remember who you are, my dear audience. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is kind. Love is peaceful. Be kind and be peaceful to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about that person in the mirror. You have the power. You have the responsibility. It's not outside of yourself, people. Thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you again next week. Have a great week. I love you all. I really, really do.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Get
real.
Get real.